We here at BobChat like to think we help shape our nation's youth. But unless you want your children to grow up like us, we suggest only listening with other inebriated adults.
Bob!
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 Bobby!
Bob!
It's BobChat, baby.
And we're just sitting here cranking a few beers, hacking a couple darts, and shooting the shit, you know?
This episode of BobChat is sponsored by a great local artist right here in London, Ontario. Kyle Van Alstyne has been photographing London and surrounding area for over 3 years, doing mainly street and nature photography. He goes by KVA Images Online. Find him at KVA Images on Instagram and Facebook. And browse his portfolio to see what you've been missing. Kyle's an amazing photographer and dear friend of BobChat's, with an eye to capture and see the world through a different lens. And we're back, baby. It's PB&J. Holmes and Watson, spaghetti and meatballs, Stevie Nicks and cocaine, the dream team. We're motherfucking back. I'm your host, Vino Bavarino, and I'm here today with my co-host with the most, Matt.
The triumphant return. COVID cannot keep us down.
It's like the God's entrance into Valhalla. What up, bro? Oh my God, I'm so happy that you're here.
I'm here. I'm back. I didn't die.
You didn't die. I'm glad you didn't die so we could do this. No. What has been going on?
Oh man, so much.
Yeah, right? Like this whole COVID thing put a total damper on our whole BobChat thing. We've been trying to keep it going, but people are asking me, they're like, where is Matt? When is he coming back? You know, he's the PB to your J, bro.
The peanut butter to the jelly.
The Stevie Nicks to my cocaine.
I mean, when you say like, oh my God, so much has been going on, it literally means actually nothing has been going on.
I know.
Because we haven't been able to do anything.
I know. What is the craziest thing you have done since they've been loosening the restrictions a bit?
I had a little tiny birthday party in the backyard. Ooh. Where my friends made me an amazing birthday cake.
Oh, was it edibles? Was it marijuana?
It wasn't edibles, but have you ever seen the meme of just like that big fucking diesel naked black guy sitting on the edge of the bed?
Yeah,
and he's got like a hammer
as a cock. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Okay, so I've taken it upon myself to find interesting and new ways to make my friends see that. Because I think it's fucking hilarious.
And you made it into a cake.
They made it into a cake. So they come outside. And there's a video of a Nickelback song where this is the song where it's like, look at this photograph.
Yeah,
but he's holding up the photograph of that.
I've seen it.
And I've sent that to so many people. So Sandra's like, she takes over the wireless speaker and she starts playing that song. And they come out and this thing has a fucking 10-inch black uncircumcised dick
on the cake.
On the cake.
I call the tip.
And then they're playing that song, look at this photograph.
Oh my God.
And then they pass you the cake, and then they've printed off a picture of that meme at the base of the dick. So it looks like it's his dick sticking straight out of the cake.
Oh my God.
And I'm in my backyard in the complex. There are children around everywhere. And then somebody's like, you can eat the dick? And I take it off the cake.
Of course I'm going to eat the dick.
And I hold it above my head, and I'm like, I'm going to eat the dick! And then, like, all these people look, and I'm like, oh, shit, put the dick down.
Literally, the worst part about that is that every birthday cake from here on out is going to be subpar to the cake.
See, Sandra has made a cake for all of our friends that has dicks on it in some way, shape, or form.
Like,
it's a running theme.
She should get into, like, a cake dick business.
Yeah, well, no. So,
I mean, the market's
actually
untapped.
Irene's boyfriend had a friend that did this. And
Irene has a boyfriend now?
She does, yeah. His name is Michael. He's a pretty cool guy.
Hi, Michael.
And, yeah, so he had a friend that made it. It was made out of Rice Krispie Treats. And I got, like, I took a video of it, and there's him in the back. You can hear him in the background telling his friend what he wanted. He's like, I told them I wanted it 8 to 10 inches, and I wanted it to be girthy. Dude, it was bigger than my forearm.
There's like, not enough veins on this.
There was even, like, semen dripping down.
Oh,
like,
Jesus
Christ. Yeah, like,
I really hope.
Incredibly detailed.
I really hope that's vanilla icing. Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Cool. Dick cakes.
Dick cakes.
Yeah. You could really make anything out of the shape of a dick.
Literally. It's anything that's phallically shaped.
Dinner's ready. You got like a meatloaf shaped like a dick.
Yeah. Pork tenderloin. That's a dick right there.
It's pretty girthy.
It's pretty girthy.
We're going to need to invite more people over if we're going to eat all this dick.
So my birthday was on the 10th.
Yeah, so how old are you now?
I am 36 years old.
36 is my favorite number.
Is it?
Yeah, is that weird?
I mean, not really.
How do you pick a favorite number?
Mine's 4. I don't know why.
It just happens. Me either. I don't know why either. Yeah.
Yeah, 4 is it's always my lucky number.
And then you see your number and you're like, oh, it all makes sense now. It's like, but I also see like 25 million other numbers a day, but still.
Yeah. See, like Ethan knows that like my lucky number is 4. So like whenever I'm like, hey, pick a number between like 1 and 10, he'll be like 4. I'm like, fuck. And I mix up my game.
He's got you all figured out.
He's got me all figured out.
So you were saying he just got his first cell phone,
he
eh?
Did. He wow. just got his first cell phone.
Yeah. Finally, you cut the umbilical cord, eh?
Yeah. He's basically been playing Pokemon Go for like the last, I don't know, 48 hours.
Really?
Pretty much straight.
I mean, it's pretty hype.
Yeah. I mean, I even re-downloaded it. He's like, oh, look at all your Pokemon. I was like, dude, I played this like 3 years ago. Yeah. I don't even know what's in there.
But dude, that first week of Pokemon God. Go was the closest we will ever get to world peace.
Me?
I'm serious.
Everybody came together?
Yeah, it was amazing.
Hey, you want to trade me for your Mr. Mime? Because I can't get it in my country.
Yeah. I was trying to get a Dodo forever, but it's like, I don't live in Arizona,
no,
you know?
I know. I don't live there.
I don't live near a desert.
No, when I was working at Bros when that first came out, and I was driving my buddy Uris, who lives up. Actually, he lives at 666.
The number of the beast.
Just up the street, and like we were working midnight, so we would literally drive. He would have both of our phones. I would drive, and then he would like hit up Pokestops on the way home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then we would drive to Civic Gardens, because there's like 15
around.
Fucking stops in there, and we would just walk around until like 7:30, and then I go drive home, and then I go home and go to bed.
Yeah, it was when you were night shift.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, dude, I did the same thing. I'm surprised we didn't run into each other. I would work night shift, and I would stop there in the morning, and I'm like,
get out of your car, walk around. Yeah. It's like just rain like, Pokeballs.
What are you doing? And it's like, I'm so guilty of that, man. Like, I should really just, I've been working 12-hour midnight shift. Just go home and go to bed. No, I'm going to go get some Pokemon.
No, there's a Pikachu over there. I got to get him. Listen, he has a Christmas hat.
Oh my God, I got an Ultra Ball, guys. Totally worth it.
Totally worth it.
That's great. Yeah, and then when you were driving, though, you'd have to go like, what, like 2 kilometers an hour?
Yeah, you have to stay under 5.
To hatch an egg?
Yeah.
So I work, I'd be in the night shift, and I'd have to drive. Because, you know, there's the two plants where I work,
yeah.
Right? So you'd have to drive from one to the other on the forklift. So I'd just like throw it open, hatching the egg. I'd just be going real slow, just driving in a forklift.
See, I used to do that. I used to, when I was working nights at Bros, I'd have my phone open. In the cup holder, and I would just like I'd be unloading trailers, just hatching eggs
fuck
left,
yeah.
right, and center.
Fuck yeah, you would. Amazing. Oh my God, Pokemon Go, crazy, eh?
Yeah. So yeah, he's doing that. He's biking around the neighborhood, being a hoodlum. The
now,
Berkshire boys.
Yeah, right. BBs, what up? Actually, so this is kind of like relatable to Pokemon Go, but I saw there's an app now. I can't remember what it's called. I heard about it on the radio. But basically what it does is it gives you like cool places to go in your area. So it'll be like, you know, like a waterfall or whatever. Basically, it's like a Pokemon Go app, but it's you go and you find like cool locations instead of Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what it was called, but apparently I heard on the radio these two people. They used the app, went to this like cool nature spot that was on it, and they found like a dead body.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. It's called.
Yeah, what is that called?
Hold on a second.
Where's Tech Guy when you need him? We can call him in. We got we do in phone calls now. I'm
no, it's so it's called. Shit, it's huge on TikTok, too.
Yeah, I know. I can't remember what it's called, but they found a dead body.
Yeah, so it's
what a great Saturday.
Yeah, let's go. This is really fun. Oh, hey, that's a dead guy.
Yeah, really.
I can't remember what it's called. It's like, oh, fuck. Now I'm.
Don't worry about
driving
it.
Me crazy. But yeah, so you put in like, it's supposed to be like negative part of like reverse. I don't know. They talk about crazy shit on this, but like you're like, what do you want to find? And then
yes,
it gives
yes.
you a spot close by. And people have been finding weird shit. I saw a video of people that found like they found a suitcase like
what?
Half in and out of the water,
full
like,
of money,
and they opened it up and it was full of fucking cash.
What?
Yeah, like just crazy shit.
No, I've seen No Country for Old Men. Okay, I know how this ends. so here's what if Bob Ross was a serial killer and his paintings are locations where he buried the bodies?
You know? I mean,
boom, what?
He's so happy.
I know, all the time. Yeah, because he's got, it's a perfect crime.
He said, he's like, sometimes you just got to let a little bit of the sadness in. Yeah. Like, he was a creepy dude. Yeah.
Here's, this tree's looking lonely. Let's give him a friend.
We were talking last night, so this kind of relates to Ethan likes to sleep. He likes to listen to ASMR when he goes to bed.
A simulated, or...
Like the...
Yeah.
And I think people are fucking crazy, but yeah, he's got ADHD, and they say it helps.
See, I listen to sounds of thunderstorm, yeah, and see, I like, and white that helps noise and me. Stuff. Yeah.
So we are. So I was like, he's taking electronics out of his room because it can't be trusted. When he goes to bed, he'll just sit there and
game all night.
Yeah. Like, but he'll be on YouTube and whatever.
Wow. An apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
No, not even a little bit. So we bought him a white noise machine that's got like 40 different sounds on it.
Okay.
Off,
cool.
Off of Amazon. And we set it up, and I was, like, sitting there, and I'm going through the sounds. And I'm like, okay, rainstorm, water, yada, yada, yada. And then I come across fucking a dripping faucet.
Oh, no, that would drive me nuts.
And I'm like, anybody who can fall asleep...
Oh, I would lose it.
...listening to a dripping faucet, they're the ones you need to watch out for. They've got people in holes. Put the lotion... Yeah. On your skin.
Yeah. Listen, like, where's my auto trader, man? We had a deal.
We had a deal.
That would drive me fucking nuts.
Like, no, and I got to that one. I was like, that person's a psychopath. Whoever put that on that machine, that person is a psychopath.
Yeah, Terry, do you have an idea? Terry from marketing's got an idea. Let's put a dripping faucet on there.
Let's put a dripping faucet in there because nothing is more appealing to me than a repetitive, annoying noise.
Yeah, no thank you.
It's like the blood rolling off the table. What'd you say, Terry? Nothing.
Yeah. Where's your wife, Terry? No one's seen her for a very long time.
He just pulls out a picture of her that says, my name's Clarice and I'm alive.
Yeah, I'm
alive. See, she's alive.
But look at us just lying in Jeff Bezos' pockets, eh?
For sure.
Oh, dude. I was reading, he is like doubled his income or something. Like he's on his way to being the first trillionaire ever.
Yep.
And because of COVID, because people aren't going to buy stuff. Like, you want to, I can still get stuff delivered to my house in 2 days. Sign me the fuck up.
Dude, I ordered that on Thursday.
Yeah.
And it was there Friday morning.
Yeah, right?
It's like precognitive ordering. Like, I think Matt Henderson might want a white noise machine. I said white noise machine, and my phone was like, get that shit ready, yo. He's coming. He's coming.
Well, and it's because they have, like, the warehouses, right? So if it's
it's in Markham, right?
Yeah, so
it's
they're, like...
2 hours away.
Throw it on a truck!
Throw it on a truck! Is that truck gone yet? Get this to Matt Henderson right now!
Immediately! We need him to have a peaceful sleep!
I saw this fucking... This meme where it's, like, you order something on Amazon and it comes the next day.
Yeah.
It's like, I ordered pajamas when I went to bed and I woke up in the morning.
And they were on.
And somebody was putting them on me. And they're like, this is part of Prime.
Yeah. This is where that extra $12.99 a month goes.
Oh my god!
So I've been scouring the internet lately for like a bunch of things to talk about. So what I found on you like Reddit? You like Reddit?
I see. Okay, you open up my Reddit on my phone, and
it's just
like,
all suicide girls. And
no, it's like so. It's the group of podcasts that I listen to.
Yep.
Like the McElroy family, and then it's like. Naked girl, naked girl, naked girl, some far-off news article, naked girl, naked girl. And then occasionally be like, hey, do you remember this video game that you played 7 years ago? There's a post on there, too.
Oh, there's a remake. They're remaking Battle for Middle Earth and on Unreal Tournament CGI or whatever it is. So
yeah.
That's exciting. Anything Lord of the Rings, you know me. Boing, there it is.
Did you see the post that Nick posted about?
I did see that.
About the one where it's like Legolas talks to Frodo one time when he's like, you have my bow, and then he doesn't talk to him again.
I know. And honestly, I've seen him so many times, I've never really thought about that, but then I'm like, yeah, that's true.
He doesn't say anything. No, so no. You have my bow, and then that's fucking it.
Even at the end when they're all walking in, and he doesn't even. And you know what? I think Frodo's mad about that because if you watch the end scene when they're all coming to visit him in Rivendell, he's like the hobbits come in. He's like Merry Pippin, and then he's like Sam, and then Gimli comes. He's like Gimli, and then Legolas comes in. And he's just like. Just staring at him, smiling. And then Aragorn comes like, Aragorn! He's like, hey, remember that one time you said one thing to me? Yeah, fuck you.
Remember the one time you said one thing to me and then didn't talk to me the entire walk?
Yeah, I could have really used those elf eyes on my trip to fucking Mordor, bud.
Blonde bitch.
So anyway, so I found this cool thread on Reddit. And it's basically explaining plots of movies, but in...
Poorly.
poorly. Yeah. So I'm going to read you some, and I want you to guess what movie they are.
Oh, fuck.
So a young, or transported to a surreal landscape, a young girl kills the first person she meets and then teams up with three strangers to kill again.
Hunger Games?
No. You want to take one more guess?
Kills the first person she meets.
Transported to a surreal landscape, a young girl kills the first person she meets and then teams up with three strangers to kill again.
That's something I would definitely know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Classic. You want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Wizard of Oz.
Oh, fuck.
That's good, eh?
Yeah, that is a good one.
Okay, here. You'll get this one. No problem. Okay. Guy finds a ring and his nephew returns it to the factory.
Obviously.
Lord of the Rings. Okay, here's a good one. Old lady tells a story about a boat on a different boat.
Titanic.
Yeah. I gave you the hard one first.
Okay.
Man turns off alarm clock 3,176 times.
Turns off alarm clock 3,176 times.
Think about it. It's classic. It's got Bill Murray.
Oh, fuck. Okay, Groundhog Day.
There you go. Yeah. okay, here we go. Husband loses patience with his family at an all-inclusive winter resort.
Stephen King. I know, it's...
Come on, you're better than this. It's early in the morning right now.
Yeah,
we gave him
super early.
I know. Well, you wanted to do it early.
I do want to do it early.
And we gave him a Red Bull, though. So we're Red Bull gives you wings.
Like, I'm a huge Stephen King fan, too. I just can't.
Here's Johnny.
Yeah, I know the movie. I cannot.
I'm gonna reach over and slap you in the mouth if you don't. Come on.
Hold on a second. Because I literally just watched the fucking. I just watched the unofficial sequel.
Yes, and with Ewan McGregor.
With Ewan.
Ewan, I love Ewan. It's over, Matt. I have the high ground.
It's over.
You were supposed to.
You were the chosen one.
We were brothers. do you want me to just tell you?
Yes, tell me.
Okay, it's The Shining.
That's what it is, The Shining. I was literally just about to be like, I just watched the sequel to The Shining.
Okay, here's good. You'll get this one. Okay, kid speeds, goes to the 50s, accidentally dates his mom.
Back to the Future.
Yeah, there you go. Good on that one. Okay, here's a good one. Some mosquitoes in tree sap cause significantly more problems than they ever realized.
Jurassic Park.
okay, man with sleep disorder develops split personality and starts unofficial boxing organization.
Fight Club.
Yeah, it is. Whoa, don't talk about it, bro. Shh. Jesus. Obviously. Cool. Hey, sorry I was late. What's the first rule of Fight Club?
Oh, what? Also, what is the second rule as well? I missed that one, too.
Yeah. okay. Early 20th century archaeologist does field work.
Tomb Raider, or not Tomb Raider, fuck, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones. Yeah, you got it. Okay, let's go on. Four college professors become exterminators.
Ghostbusters.
Who you gonna call? Ghostbusters.
Yeah, that was good, man.
So that was a cool little thread, I thought. So I was trying to think of some other ones, but I mean, it's really, the people of Reddit have way more time in their lives than I think a lot of us do.
Honestly, like I feel like if the people of Reddit were to all
shout
like,
out
get
to the
together,
people of Reddit,
we're all get together in a room, they could solve all of the world's issues.
Oh,
like some of the 100%. Some of the comments I see on there, like, this guy's a fucking genius.
Oh, dude, unbelievable. well, here's one I saw. So instead of remaking great movies, why don't you remake the bad movies that were based on great stories?
Yeah,
like. Do you want to brainstorm some? Like, I was going to make a list, but I didn't have time.
I just didn't have time. So, shitty movies that they made that were based on good stories.
Yeah, like, I mean, there's so many. And, all right, on to the next topic.
we're like,
I don't know, because there's so many, like, great stories that they, like, you're so excited to see, and then they just totally shit the bed on it.
Sandra hates it, but their movie that I absolutely love, and nobody likes it.
Well, tell me, I might like it.
It's called Battlefield Earth.
Oh, I've seen Battlefield Earth with John Travolta in it. Yes, oh my god. I don't think it's... And it's got Forrest Whitaker.
Yep.
Forrest Whitaker and John Travolta, and they're the aliens. And they all have, like, the crazy hairdos.
Yeah, they're fucking, like 9 feet tall.
Yeah.
And they're there to mine gold.
Yeah. And it's, it's like early 2000s.
No, yeah, this is the future.
I think it's funny, though.
I love it. I don't know what it is about that movie.
It's fun. It's good.
Fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I like it. I honestly...
fuck it, let's watch it right now.
Let's throw it up. All right, this is now a 2.5 hour podcast. That is a long ass movie. You know how long that movie is?
Oh, dude, it's super long.
Battlefield Earth. Yeah, I honestly could see that movie.
Here's another movie thing. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory is just Saw for children.
Yep, 100%. Honestly, Grandpa Joe, a fucking lazy piece of shit, just hops out of bed like it's nothing.
Yeah, hello.
Like he's been in a bed for, what, how many years? Yeah. Can you imagine, like, and he just, like, whips the covers off? Could you imagine what that bed smells like with four...
Oh, gross, gross. Yeah, and it's like, okay, just collecting ODSP, old age pension. It's like, oh, but we can go to a chocolate factory? Yeah, I'm cured.
Oh, let me just jump. Do you see when he fucking clicked his heels?
Yeah.
And then Charlie was basically just like, yeah, fuck all my other grandparents. Grandpa Joe, let's go. Like, I've got three other grandparents, but no, they don't want to go to a magical Saw chocolate factory for children.
Fuck them. It's just Saw for children.
Yeah.
The truth is out there, guys.
Hey, just knocking them off. What are they? You never see those kids again.
They're fucking dead.
Yeah,
you
want?
Oh, you want to play a game?
They were gonna juice Veruca Salt. We're just gonna juice her.
Yeah.
She'll be fine.
Yeah. This is the new line of blueberry juice. It's got real children.
Yeah. Soylent Greens in it.
Gross. So I saw another cool thing, and actually, you're going to like this because you're a big...
You promise?
You're what?
You promise I'm going to like it?
Oh, I hope so. Anyways, it's... okay, so I've got a list here of different masks that you can wear. Seeing as how we're in a pandemic, I thought this would be fun to do. We're all supposed to wear masks. I was hoping I could get one of these masks.
Here's a line for you. We all wear masks, metaphorically speaking.
Yeah, the mask. Yeah. No one cared who I was until I put on the mask. Oh, you'll think the darkness is your ally?
You adapted to the dark. I was born in it.
Yeah. You merely adapted. By the time I saw the light, I was already a man. Okay, so I'm going to give you 9 potential masks, okay? So there's 9 masks. You get to pick a mask, but the mask you choose, you now get to gain the ability of the wearer of the mask. Makes
sense?
So
who the person is.
Okay, so number one, Green Power Ranger. Okay, number
Tommy.
One. Number one's Green Power Ranger Tommy. Number two is Jim Carrey, the mask. Okay, makes sense. Number three, Tony Stark, Iron Man. Number four, Black Panther. Number five, Jason Voorhees.
I mean, the guy's immortal.
Yeah, so that's kind of cool.
You get to have to kill young girls.
You get to kill adolescent girls. Yeah, super. Hey, you get a machete, all right?
And that never goes dull ever.
Yeah, really.
That thing is sharp for life.
Oh, dude, and it's like he can like throw it, and like it's like
he's basically a Jedi.
Yeah, exactly. It's like Thor and his hammer, but it's a machete, and you're a 300-pound psychopath. So it's kind of cool, I guess. I don't know. Not for
with
me.
With a learning disability. I mean, that's...
I know. Okay, number six is Batman.
Okay.
Number seven, Magneto, which would be cool. Magneto would be cool.
Magnet powers?
Pretty much, yeah. You can just fuck with some metal and shit, whatevs. Number eight, the Mandalorian.
He doesn't really have any powers. He's just a really skilled fighter.
But you get to be... Yeah, exactly. So there you go.
But you know the thing? Side note, for the Mandalorian...
Yes.
In that TV series, he seemed to get his ass kicked a lot.
It's season one, Matt. They got to put him through the trials and tribulations of becoming
fucking,
the hero the galaxy needs.
He got put through the ringer a lot.
Oh, like, yeah. I mean, but did you not enjoy seeing it?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
I just want to see what his face... Well, we know what his face looks like.
Yeah. Right. God, spoiler alert.
If anybody hasn't seen it, then you just don't want to pay for Disney Plus.
Yeah, fuck you. Fuck you, all right? Okay, then number nine is Logan Wolverine.
Not really a mask, just really sick mutton chops.
Pretty much, but you get the mask, and then you ultimately get his powers. So you've got Green Power Ranger, Jim Carrey the Mask, Iron Man, Black Panther, Jason Voorhees, Batman, Magneto, Mandalorian, or Wolverine.
I think I'd probably go Wolverine.
Why?
Because
I got knives in my hands.
Well, he's got the adamantium shell. He's essentially immortal.
He can heal, yep.
Yeah. Should have thrown Deadpool in there. I would have taken that in a fucking heartbeat.
Well, that's not fair. Everyone's going to pick Deadpool. Yeah, you can't. That's like throwing... No, there's no way you can put Deadpool in there because no one's going to pick anything else.
Because everything just grows back.
Yeah, really.
How would you...
I think...
No, I think I'd go Wolverine and then... I mean, yeah, sure, Tommy was my favorite Power Ranger growing up, but he doesn't have any special powers. He's just really good at kicking and punching. Like, how good can you be at kicking and punching?
Yeah, really. I mean, and unless you have the other...
Now, with Tony Stark, would I also get his money?
Because
if you think about it, for Batman and for Tony Stark,
there's
their
money.
Superpower is that they're fucking loaded.
Yeah, they're billionaires.
That's what their superpower is.
Do you think Jeff Bezos is going to come out in like a year and be like, I'm a fucking superhero now, guys?
I saw this thing online. It was like, okay, there shouldn't be allowed to be billionaires anymore. Yeah. So what happens
disperse
is
the wealth.
When you hit $999,999,999, you get a plaque that's like, congratulations, you won capitalism. You won.
Yes, awesome.
And now every dollar you make over that goes to somebody else.
Okay, like, no,
you don't need.
No, you don't.
You don't need $1 billion.
The fucking man's gonna be the first goddamn trillionaire, dude. Like,
and it's because of us.
Yeah. Do you need $1 trillion? No.
I mean, I could. You couldn't spend $1 trillion.
I bet you fucking Terry driving that fucking Amazon truck from Markham to give you your goddamn sound machines making fucking $16 an hour.
Probably.
You know, like, Jesus.
They get sourced out a lot, too. I got a lot of people in just, like, fucking...
white rape vans.
Like, no, like, I had a guy do a delivery in, like, a 99 Ford Taurus.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, where do you... First of all, how did you get your hands on my package?
Yeah, it's a lot of guys.
No, it's more like, how did you get your hands on
it? Hey, how you doing? I think I'm going to go Magneto, I think.
You think you just want to move metal around?
Dude, that would be fucking awesome. Think about it. You could stop bullets. You could fucking, you could find precious metals in the earth.
Like, well, as long as they're magnetic, right?
Yeah, that's true, I guess. I don't know. I haven't really thought about it that much. But I think
all you would have to do is make a gun with plastic glass bullets and you're dead.
He can float too though. He can levitate, which is cool.
Yeah.
See, that would be cool to be able to fly as well. You get to fly, you get to manipulate metal, you get to bang what's her face? Mystique.
Like one time.
Yeah, whatever. What up? Still sick. Chalk it up, bro.
And the best thing about banging Mystique is like you could literally bang a different girl every night.
Yeah, she could change into anybody you wanted. Exactly.
Anybody.
It's like you're living the dream.
Hey, let's roll.
You're being faithful.
It brings a whole new meaning to role playing, right? Yeah. Like, hey, let's role play tonight. Pull out the Rolodex. Like, who do I want to have sex with?
I'm definitely putting a
it's
ring on it.
It's still you, sweetheart. It's still you. It just doesn't look anything like you or feel like you or sound like you.
Oh, that'd be it. Well, yeah. Hi, Delissa. That's awesome. But yeah, so I mean, that would be pretty cool. I mean, you're still being faithful. So.
Yeah.
It's not like you're cheating.
It's basically like masturbation. Only you get to have sex with the person in the video.
Hey, yeah, dabble do, or whatever Frank Flintstone said.
Fuck.
Yeah, a dabble do.
Yeah, a dabble do. Yeah.
That's what Frank Flintstone always said. But yeah, so what's... oh, here, we might as well... Here's a good question. If your penis or vagina, well, in this case, our penises, were named after...
Speak for yourself.
...were named after the last TV show you watched, what would it be called?
I was just watching it before I left. World's Toughest Race.
No. You know what mine is going to be?
What?
Supernatural.
Nice.
That's awesome.
My penis would be called World's Toughest Race with Bear Grylls. Hey, question for you.
Yeah.
This guy at work comes up to me. He asks me these weird questions all the time, and he's got a couple of them.
Okay, hit me up.
All right, so you get $5 million in your bank right now, but you have a fully functional penis attached to your forehead for life.
Oh, wow.
That cannot be removed.
But you can use it to have intercourse?
It's fully functional.
Fuck, see, but how do you hide a boner then? You can't just pop it up into your waistband.
Like. No, but I mean, like, you have $5 million, you can buy some really weird, like, nice hats.
I guess.
Or just become...
Worth $5 million? You know what? Is it worth $5 million, though?
Just become Muslim. There you go.
Jesus.
Tuck that shit up there.
Honestly, you know what? I don't think $5 million. Believe me, as much as I would love to have $5 million,
I don't think
I could justify it to have a dick on my forehead for the rest of my life. No one's gonna look you in the eye. Well, the eye.
Well, it depends on the size of the dick. If it's a dangler, it sits about bridge of your nose level hanging down.
God, I can't wear glasses anymore. This sucks.
Yeah, just to redesign them.
Hey, there's a whole new market for you've got $5 million startup.
Not a whole new market. You're one person. You're the only person in the world with a fully functional dick on your forehead.
Yeah, you've got $5 million startup cash. You don't think you can develop a dick glasses forehead type prototype? I don't know. No, I'm gonna say no.
All right. Another one for you.
Okay, hit me up.
Dicks for fingers.
Why is this guy obsessed with
I don't know why.
Let's just replace everything with dicks.
Just hold on a second. You either have dicks for fingers, okay. So 5 dicks per hand,
okay.
or balls for toes.
Oh, Jesus. Well, but what do you get out of this? It's just
nothing.
Like,
we're, these are the choices.
Honestly, I'm going to have to go, but you would never be able to play soccer again. You wouldn't be able to
walk.
If you had ball, yeah, because it'd be like... Oh, Jesus Christ. Either way, it's going to suck.
Imagine what your flip-flops would look like.
Trying to play guitar with, like, dick fingers. Yo, watch me shred, bro.
But, like, to play guitar, you'd have to get, like, all right, just need to get, like, a half a chub going.
Yeah, so I get a little bit of flex on them.
Yeah, so you get a little bit of flex on them. Because otherwise, you're just like, bam, bam, bam.
Yo, did you guys hear that? Sick shred, bro.
Are those dick fingers?
Honestly, if I was forced to, I would have to go with the ball toes. I just there's so many more things you wouldn't be able to do without your regular fingers.
Yeah, I guess like those Dr. Scholl cloud inserts. Yeah. It's like my ball toes are walking on a cloud.
Yeah, it's like, I see you guys have diabetic socks. Do you have ball toe socks?
Yeah, something that'll just keep them all,
they would
function like regular testicles. When you got cold, they'd get tight.
Now, here's a question. Now, if you had both, would you ejaculate from the tips of your fingers? It's like Spider-Man.
Hey, there's your new superhero.
Yeah.
What up, Stan? Lee?
R.I.P.
R.I.P. But I mean, like, you're still phoning it in.
At Marvel Studios, at us on Twitter. Yeah. We got a lot of great ideas.
Captain Dick Fingers.
Oh my God, that's amazing. So what is wrong with this guy?
Nothing. He just has dicks for fingers.
Oh God, Jesus. So what else? What else is new with you? What else has been going on? Nothing.
Nothing.
How's your work going? How's
busy?
How's, yeah, is it busy?
It's super busy.
Now, this is really nothing to do with the show, but Ross, me and Ross trying. Do you guys just do shipping out of there? You don't produce anything there?
No, we produce everything in-house. Oh yeah.
Yeah, like dick fingers or
like no. rims, truck rims.
Yeah, rims, rim jobs. It's I'm just kidding.
I mean, it's all under one belt. They all fall under there.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, rims, rim jobs, wheels, wheel jobs.
Wheel job.
I don't know what wheel job is.
Urban Dictionary it quick.
Oh fuck, could you imagine? There's something in there.
Oh, for sure. There's something for everything. But yeah, so
we just been fucking
living the dream?
Not really. I've been working a lot.
Yeah,
I did 40 hours of overtime in the last 2 weeks.
What? That's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to BC in September.
Dollar bill, y'all. Are you? Why?
Yeah, I am.
Why?
Sandra's a wedding.
Oh, she's going to tag you along this time.
I'm tagging along. Well, it was supposed to be in Costa Rica.
Yeah, but obviously you can't.
Sorry, no. Cuba. It's supposed to be in Cuba.
One
of them. It was in one of them.
One of the countries that starts with a C.
One of the countries that's warm and there's beach and there's not good relationships with the U.S. One of those countries.
Yeah, totally. Well, yeah.
So they had to cancel that. So we're going to BC on, we fly out of London on September 11th. Your fucking face. That's what I wanted to say. I wish I could have captured that. Your eyes are just like, oh. Wow.
What
a great day to fly.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah. We're staying within Canada. Nobody wants to crash a plane in Canada, guys. There's like the one thing you have to crash it into.
Yeah.
Is in Toronto.
Yeah. The Canadian, have you ever seen that movie, Canadian Bacon with John Candy? It's like, look, and basically the plot of the movie is people don't know. It's that America needs to start a war so that they can fund their weapons industry. And they're like, well, who can we go to war with? Well, we can always go to war with Canada. The Canadian National Tower in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. National Monument or missile.
Fuck.
Okay, so that's cool. So you're going to BC.
Going to BC. We're going to Kelowna.
Going to get some BC.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
So that's cool. So Kelowna is actually, we have a friend. I have a couple of friends that live out in Kelowna. So yeah. That's cool. Yeah, so that's awesome. So
got an Airbnb out there.
A little Airbnb. You going for a week? Or?
We leave on the Friday the 11th and come back on Wednesday the 16th.
Okay, so just like 5 days.
Yep.
But that. So how much of that time are you going to be, is she going to be doing her photo
just
thing?
Just Sunday.
Oh, that's awesome. So yeah. You got 1 day of the shoot, and then you guys are just going to kick back, relax.
That's going to be my me day. I'm
going to go to a spa, go to the hot springs.
I'm going to find a nice, like, I'm going to go for a solo dinner. Like,
oh.
By myself, take like my e-reader with me and
treat
just like
yourself.
Read a book while I order steak and drink beer and...
Oh, God, living the dream. I'll FaceTime you.
I will. I'll put you on across from me. You're just eating beef jerky out of a jar.
Do you want another glass of wine? Yep, top me up.
Top me up. Would you like your filet cooked?
Tell her I want medium rare. I'm mad. There's a problem with my order. Can you please tell the waitress? Oh, garçon. yeah, the beef jerky, so that's exciting, eh? You pumped on that?
I am.
So, I'm sure by the time this comes out, people will be well aware. Most people are. I'm sorry, I'm in the jerky business, buddy.
Jerky boys.
In the jerky boys. It's called Home Jerks. handcrafted small batch beef jerky. Hey, if you're gonna jerk it, you might as well be at home.
Yep.
So, I'm pretty excited about that. So, we're just gonna be swimming in crazy jerky money. The show's been doing great. I'm sure this episode's gonna skyrocket us into stardom now. Episode 20, baby. This is 20. Episode motherfucking
episode 20.
The dream team. Yeah. That's
Return
what we're called.
Return of the Mac once again. Matt.
Said Matt.
They need to remake Mallrats.
Dude. Oh, it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
It's pretty good. No, sorry. Sequel.
Sequel.
Sequel Mallrats.
Well, have you seen the new Jay and Silent Bob movie?
I have.
Yeah, so they, and my favorite part is that they go see Jason Lee, and he's still obviously the comic book guy, right? And he's in the mall, and he's like, well, it's pretty quiet. And he's like, yeah, well, it's 2020. People don't really go to the mall anymore. So you can just get everything you want online. What the fuck is the internet? but yeah, so it's
porn and Amazon.
Pretty much anymore.
Yeah.
Where people can bitch about movies they don't like and share pornography with each other and just make Jeff Bezos the first goddamn trillionaire. You know what? Get at us at Jeff Bezos, okay? Share the wealth, bro.
For just one donation,
yeah.
You can syndicate Bob Chat worldwide.
Yeah, right? Let's normalize.
For 0.0001%.
Yeah, can we,
of your net worth.
Can we normalize listening to Bob Chat, please? Just, you know, let's just change people's lives. And we've been getting sponsors for the episodes, which is super exciting. So the last episode, episode 19, was our first sponsored episode. We already have a sponsorship lined up for this episode. We've got some beautiful photographs there by my good friend Kyle, KVA Images. Some beautiful nature scenes. There's one of a blue jay framed up real nice. So yeah, I mean, by the time you listen to this, someone would have already won them. So that's really exciting.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's
so
nice. I like it.
What do you have to offer for a
sponsorship?
Let's go to your work. Yeah. Can I get a couple truck rims?
Yeah. They're like 80 pounds a piece. I'm not paying the postage on that to give to somebody.
I've got a roll of pipe for somebody if they want it.
It is also 30 feet long.
Yeah. Do you have a pickup truck? Cause you're going to need it.
Two. Can you just put two back to back? So speaking of work, so I still have an abundance of work pants from my time at Ideal Pipe.
Oh, do you?
I have like 13 pairs of them. Wow. I also have 13 shirts with my name on it that say Ideal Pipe. I'm never going to wear those again. Do you know anybody that's 300 pounds named Matt that you can give these shirts to?
I know. But somebody.
No, I said to Sandra, I came home from, she's like, you left for work late on Friday. And I was like, yeah, I had a fucking morning and a half. And she's like, why? What happened? Okay, so I was getting fucking ready for work. And I got out of the shower. I go downstairs, get my shirt on. I go to put my pants on. Work pants, black work pants.
Yeah, Syntax.
I go to do these ones up and boop, button pops off. Boop. And I was like, what the fuck? So I fucking pull my wallet out. I pull the belt off. I pull my badge off. Put that all down. Go to the pile. Grab another pair of fucking Cintas work pants. Fuck, get my wallet in. Get my phone in. Get my belt in. Go to fucking do those up. Boop. Fucking button off.
What did we learn from this? Make sure the pants button up before you do your keys.
So, third time's a charm.
Oh, nice.
Go to grab another fucking pair of pants. Fucking get everything back into them. I'm fucking raging at this point because I'm already late. So I'm like, fuck, motherfucker. And just pure force of pulling the pants and fucking, boop, third button, gone. Three pants in a row, fucking button, gone. So I was like, looks like I'm wearing fucking jeans to work today. And so I told that to Sandra, she's like, three fucking pants in a row. Yeah, just fucking boop, button gone. Like, off. See you later, bye. So I fucking go on to work in my fucking jeans. I'm like, it's Friday.
Casual Friday, yeah.
I don't give a shit. I literally
next thing you know, you toss on a Hawaiian shirt just to complete the look.
You can't wear shorts.
Yeah, no yeah. Shirt. What about jorts?
No. We got people that like to wear track pants and roll them up.
Oh, yeah.
And there's like a rule against yoga pants as well.
What about capris?
Calf pants?
Yeah. I'm just throwing my ankle. It's not a big deal.
Calf pants.
Calf
pants? Can't wear calf pants.
Is that what they call them?
Pants for your calf.
Okay.
Calf pants.
Yeah, you it's true what they say, Matt. You learn something every day. what did you do then on the Monday? Or was this yesterday?
This was yesterday when this happened. So fucking buttons all over my living room. There's a fucking pile of black pants. She's like, you have like 13 pairs of them. I was like, yeah, but I only know where three of them are. And all three of them don't have fucking buttons. So I can't wear those three pairs of pants. Oh, I'm going to figure this is a weekend problem. I'll figure this out by Monday. Find the other pants.
So you're going to have to go, you're going home and you're going to search for your pants?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll fucking wake up Monday morning and be like, fuck, none of my pants have buttons.
That is a serious problem to have.
It is, yeah.
So you said you're going out for lunch with your mom today?
I am.
Where are you guys going?
We don't know.
What are you feeling like?
I want sushi, but my mom's paying for it, and I don't want her to have to spend an arm and a fucking leg.
And $100. Mom, it's cool. It's all you can eat.
It is. It's all you can eat. And then, so I was thinking like Tiger Jack, something like that.
Oh, that'll be nice. Tiger Jack's is nice.
We gotta drop Ethan off at his mom's for his little sister's birthday party.
Yeah, cool. So you got a pretty busy weekend planned, eh?
I do. And then after that, Nick is picking me up.
Oh.
And I'm going over to Nick's house and we're going to play some nerdy board games.
What? That sounds awesome. I want to do that.
We play this. He has this game. It's a Star Wars game called The Outer Rim.
And yes. It's
fucking super like detailed.
Nice.
But holy fuck, it is such a good game.
Really, eh?
Yeah.
Well, shout out to Nick Charlebois. I miss Nick. I want to hang out with him. I miss him.
He is working at a car dealership.
Yes, I remember you saying that, yeah. Well, you tell him I said hi in case he doesn't listen.
His wife now works at Accuride.
No way. Yeah. Jen?
Jen.
I know her name.
Just yeah, from, I know, I'm her, not, na- I know
never,
her name.
I've never met her. I've never seen her on Facebook. But I do miss Nick. I would love to play some nerdy board games with you guys sometime.
Yeah, I have another friend that wants to start, like, we were talking about this before COVID happened. We want D&D? To get a poker night.
Poker night, yes. I have poker nights all the time. Let's do this.
You know Nolan.
I know Nolan very well, yes. Yes. NG Endurance. What NG up, bro? NG
Endurance. Yeah.
Shout out. That's a free paid sponsorship. You're welcome.
Free paid. Free
yeah.
paid.
That'll get you about 2 minutes of training, okay? And we're going to just have you do a couple stretches, and you're done. Thank you very much.
Stretch those quads. All right, good. Good to go.
That will be $69.95.
I don't see the whole workout thing now. Like, I want to go back, but like, I don't think I can physically wear a mask while I work out.
Yeah.
Can't do it. I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's
I'll fucking pass out.
I've been thinking about going and trying to do some skateboarding again because I love skateboarding and I miss it.
I want to get like biking again. You get a skateboard, I'll buy a bike.
I have a skateboard. Oh, I have a skateboard.
Okay. I'll get a bike.
I got that shit on me, dog.
I used to bike all the time and I've been like looking up online like what bikes, like bikes for big dudes.
Like, are you talking about like a BMX?
Or no, like not a mountain, BMX, like about a mountain bike or like an all terrain.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Fixed rear with like front shocks. Mm. But I've been looking out online because like I'm a big dude. I'm pushing three plus a bit.
Yeah, you can get a bike.
You can get a bike.
Do you see that old man riding the bike?
There was little tiny tires on that fucking thing. That's a fold up bike.
As Matt was coming over here, I was standing outside waiting for him, and there was an old man just cruising by on this sick little bike.
Yeah, it's a fold up bike.
What? Yeah, convenience and accessibility. Yeah.
There's also another guy.
Where'd you get that? Amazon?
Probably. There's another guy I see going to Spring Bike all the time that has one of those fucking, like, the bikes that you're, like, laying down in.
Yes.
But he pedals with his hands.
Yeah. That's weird. It's got, like, that's a two-person bike. It looks like a rowing machine, kind of.
But he's, like, laying down almost, and he's just, like, do-do-do with his hands.
Yeah, that's...
And I'm like, I feel like I would get tired a lot quicker doing this.
I feel like the whole point of biking is to get, like, a leg exercise.
Well,
right?
I mean, the whole point of biking is cardio either way. Is to, like, find a nice hill.
Or just get somewhere quicker than walking.
basically. Quicker than walking, but not as quick as getting in my car.
Yeah, really.
Like, I want to get there in, like, 20 minutes, I'll bike. I want to get there in 5.
My energy is the gas.
Yeah.
Yeah, what, just find a nice hill? That's
5 hour energy. All right, I should be good to go. I'm good to go for 5 hours.
Now, I drank 4 at a time. Does that mean I'm good for 20 hours? Or
why does my heart feel like this?
Whoa, podcast etiquette, Matt.
It's my mom.
We'll put her on the phone. Get her on Bob Chat.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Up.
Like quarter after 11:30. I was thinking maybe Tiger Jack's.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah. Okay.
Prefer that to Angels.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that would be better.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm just hopping in the shower. So.
All right.
Okay.
I'll see you in a little bit. Love you.
Okay. Love you too.
Bye.
Oh, Matt loves his mommy. Matt loves his mom. No, that's nice. She sounds very nice. That's awesome.
She's a sweet lady.
That's awesome. It's nice that you guys can get together and do something like that. Yeah. That's great.
Well, she hasn't seen Ethan in a little bit just because. So my mom's sort of. We'll bring it down. Let's bring it down a little bit. we've had a lot of fun here at Bob Chat. Let's bring it down a little bit.
Yeah, let's just get everybody a little depressed.
A little bit depressed. So, two things. One, the 20th was the anniversary of when my dad went missing.
Yeah.
We'll put that in there. And then two, my mom's boyfriend, Jim. He's a great guy, but he has been diagnosed with multiple myeloma.
Oh, no.
So he's going through chemo and everything.
So it's a tough time for her.
Yeah. So we've had to keep our distance and whatnot because he literally can't get sick.
Because he's
immunocompromised.
Yeah, exactly.
But on top of that, he has another thing where it's like his bone density is low and he's been having a lot of back problems. And he went in and had like an MRI done and they found one of his vertebrae had like fractured multiple times.
What? Really? Just because the bone density is so low. Wow.
So he had to go in and have back surgery before he started chemo. And they like basically opened him up in his back and blew up the section. And they just like poured cement, not cement, but they essentially dump it in him, put it in his back.
Yeah. Get the quick mix.
No, you need to put more sand in it. Where's the garden hose? We need to mix this up real quick. They put like a cement in his back.
Jesus. Sorry, Jim.
And they harden it. And then that's supposed to help with his back pain.
Okay, so but that's nice now that you guys, especially around your birthday as well too, and I'm sure your mom misses you and Ethan like crazy. That's nice. That's great.
Yeah.
We're actually we're going to my dad's house in Hamilton today.
Yeah.
So my dad's like, "You got some jerky for dad?" I'm like, maybe.
Yeah. I might have a couple of jars.
Yeah. I might have a single jar. And then my stepbrother Zach, him and his buddies bought a sailboat.
Oh, shit.
And they're like, "We're going sailing for a couple days. I could use some chew for the boat ride.
Get some chew.
And I was like, "I'm bringing you a couple." He's like, "Not too spicy." I was like, "Teriyaki." He's like, "Honey pea, bro. Get to go."
Pea. I don't like him already.
No, he didn't actually say that. Good. He was just like, "Oh, that's perfect, great." And I'm just making just making him sound like he talks like me. Anyways, on a paper. No, he's a good guy.
Make him sound like a Kyle.
Yeah, yeah. Same stream mean. He might be a stream mean, but he's still a Kyle.
But he's still a Kyle.
So that's something that's what I was kind of telling you about earlier. Where me and Joel, aka Tech Guy, are going to be doing a little bit of a series called The Stages of String Bean. So basically, what the stages of String Bean are, Matt, I know you've met String Bean, but I don't think you've ever actually... Hey, vape into the mic. It's been a while. Vape it up.
It's gonna be so loud.
Haters are going to hate, bro.
Mic's on point right now.
Haters are going to hate. The mics are... The
mic. I know your listeners have missed... have missed this, and I know that from
our
from,
listeners
from our listeners have missed this, and I know that from my friends that they love it.
Have they still been listening?
I don't know.
They stopped because you're not on it. That's thought you guys are real fans.
Honestly, I did have one person's like, I stopped listening because you're not on it anymore. I was like, you should still listen, like even just click play once.
Yeah, well, it's all right. I know who my real friends are, Matt. Okay, do it up. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's sultry. I like it.
And you get the deep vape voice afterwards.
Yeah.
Coming to a theater near you.
Yeah, baby. Coming this fall.
Matt, period.
The vape stories. The vape chronicles. So basically, me and Tech Guy we've been compiling basically what we call the stages of String Bean, which is basically we can base his entire life on the stages of his sobriety or the lack of.
Mm-hmm.
So for science, we're breaking down what will ultimately define not only String Bean's life, but a generation, I think, of intoxicated young people. So the stages of String Bean. So we're basically going from 1 to 30, and every stage is him just progressively getting more fucked up. I mean...
He's got 30 stages of...
Oh, dude. Well, you got to realize, though, that he idles at about a 4. Okay.
Oh, okay. So you're just 1 to 4 is the first episode.
He's idle. No, it's just gonna be a top. We're gonna have him call in. We're gonna break down the stages. We've been contacting everyone we know that has experienced the stages of String Bean. Stage 14, drunk, singing Carly Rae Jepsen. I have so many videos of that. Call me maybe.
You know what? There's nothing wrong with CRJ.
Exactly. I love it. Remember when Obama sang it?
there were so many times during like the lockdown when he was here, I'd be coming home from work and he'd just be like full on String Beaning it up, just lounging on the front stoop.
Yeah, oh yeah.
It's just like cigarette hanging out of his mouth, like laying back on his elbows, the fucking phone in his hand, just I'm like, what is he even doing? What is he doing out there?
He's a meme lord, okay? He's memeing it up.
Like making his own?
Yeah, pretty much. Just sharing. Oh, okay. Just sharing. He's a shit poster. That's what he prefers to be called, a shit poster.
A shit poster.
But yeah, so basically we're going to be breaking down the stages of String Bean. It's for science. It's right probably on. One of the greatest endeavors in which any person has ever embarked. And we're really just putting in the man hours to find out what people need to know about the stages of String Bean.
That's good. I will also be starting a podcast. I don't have an official name or a platform yet.
But, well, I'm sure all your friends will listen to that one. Thanks a lot, Nick. Thanks, Jen. Gavin. Yeah. What about you, Gavin? I thought we were friends.
Laura, where did you go? No, I thought about Just Another Matt with a podcast.
Yeah, ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
So now I thought you were going to be doing it with Nick.
Me and Nick have talked about it, but we haven't. He's because he works now.
Yeah.
Like he before it was like he had an office that he rented out and whatnot.
So he could basically be his own boss.
Do whatever he wanted. He's basically his own boss now, but he basically just gets to drive around and take videos of cars.
Cool.
From like Windsor and whatnot.
So now, what is the premise of this?
That's what I said. I said I've settled on a name, but no premise. I don't know yet.
It's just gonna be you just talking.
I mean, I'll have people on, but I don't like. I gotta think of a platform.
Can I? Come
I don't
on?
Know if I. Oh fuck yeah! I don't Ooh. Know if I want to do like. Do I want to go comedy? Do I want to go pop culture? You know.
Honestly, I think pop culture would be awesome. But see, we're kind of like a pop culture podcast here at Bob Chat because we know a lot about a pop yes. culture, but we put that comedy twist on it.
Yeah.
And we throw in a couple dick conversations
every now and then. Yeah, yeah. Big fucking hammers. Big swinging hammers.
A way to bring it full circle.
Full circle.
Happy birthday to was,
you. No, I fucking, she opens up the door and it's, look at this photograph.
And it's just a big, and it's just a big dick.
It was a huge dick.
Oh, man, that's actually, amazing. You know,
hold on 1 second, Bob. I want to get your honest to God okay, audio reaction of the dick.
The dick?
Yeah,
well, I mean,
hold on a second.
I'm not a fan of seeing big, huge, uncircumcised dicks, but sure, Matt, anything for you.
Oh, all right, so there's a top-down view.
Okay, you got to bring it closer to me.
All right.
Let me see. Oh, wow, Jesus.
That's top-down view.
That's a lot to take in.
Oh, it's not a good angle.
Oh, is there a good angle on that? Oh Jesus Christ!
Then, hold on one second. Wow.
I gotta give props to Sam. She really put a lot of time and effort. Like, did she? How do you? Even, how do you even make that?
Hold on a second. I want a.
Wait. 6 to 10 inch dick, and I want a girthy.
I want a 6 to 10 inch dick, and I want it girthy.
That's all I want for my birthday. All right.
That was Irene's boyfriend Michael in the background.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks for inviting me. I mean, it's whatever.
It was Nolan, Ashley, Irene, and Michael.
That's fine. I wish I was there. I wanted to eat some of your dick birthday cake. It's fine.
We all ate it.
Yeah, you did.
I took a big bite right out of the top of it, and then we started cutting into it. It was Rice Krispie Treats.
Oh yes. Yeah. Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
Good times. I wanted to do a super fight too. Do you want to do a super fight quick?
Let's do a super fight quick.
Okay, so this week on Bob Jet Super Fights,
mm-hmm.
This is actually a pretty good one. Okay, you know Dragon Ball Z, of course. Matt just scoffs at me.
Ask me. Yeah, if wow. I know Dragon Ball Z.
You fucking peasant.
Do you know Naruto?
Yeah. I can run like I want to see.
Yeah.
Okay. So Superman versus Goku.
Okay. So there's so many variants here.
I know.
Are we talking just Superman?
We're talking. We're gonna
like Yellow Sun Superman.
We're talking straight up Superman, and then we're gonna say just Super Saiyan Goku.
Super Saiyan, like just what level?
What level one? Yeah. For argument's sake.
But I mean, like, the thing with Goku is that the more he fights, the more fucking powerful intense he gets, right?
Yeah, Kamehameha.
So it would essentially be like Superman fighting Doomsday.
Okay, that's a good way to look at it. So who do you think would win?
Well, I mean, either way, Goku wins, because if he dies, we just fucking wish him back.
Right, Dragon Ball, baby, Dragon Balls.
And then Superman dies, well, I mean, we know that he can come back. It's a little bit more complicated than just gathering up a fucking bunch of balls.
But is he going to be able to die? Like, is he going to be able to kill him with a kryptonite?
Doomsday killed Superman.
Okay, yeah.
So the movie is inaccurate towards
wow,
how
movie's
Superman
inaccurate?
Actually died. In the movie, it was actually Batman that ended up killing him.
Yeah.
But in the comic book, Doomsday, they killed each other, like, yes. simultaneously. They both hit each other so hard that it sent a shockwave out and almost destroyed all of Metropolis. And
yeah.
They both fell and died.
Yeah.
But then Superman came back.
Oh, you're such a nerd.
That was one of my favorite series of all times, man. Superman versus Doomsday. It was Superman versus Doomsday, and then it was the death of Superman, a world without Superman,
yeah.
Superman Returns. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna have to go Goku as well.
I feel like yeah.
What Bob Chat listeners, Bob Chat Nation, obviously not Matt's friends. Well, maybe they'll listen this time. I miss you guys. I wish I'd like to see you guys. I miss you. I mean, we can still be friends. You know?
We haven't seen them in like forever. We saw the
you
Coopers.
Need to stop making excuses for them.
No, honestly, I've seen the Coopers once. We all went over to the Coopers and had like a little bonfire backyard.
Well, that's
thing.
Nice. That's nice. Yeah.
They got a little one, right? So
Yeah. Well, hopefully Gavin and Laura are listening, and Hi, you guys. Hope you guys are doing well. And Bob Chat Nation, let us know what you think. Who do you think would win in a super fight?
I'd be more interested to see Goku versus Naruto. But that's
would be maybe next week. So maybe Superman next versus Goku. What do you guys think? Let us know. Yeah. So what else, Matt? What else? Do you want to talk about anything else?
I mean, I feel like we covered it.
It's a pretty good episode today. We just want to give another special thanks to the sponsor of the episode, KVA Images, a good friend of mine, Kyle Van Elstein, based right here in London, Ontario. You can find him on Facebook at KVA Images. And, yeah, congratulations to the lucky winner who's going home with those two very very nice nature prints here and framed beautifully. We've got a blue jay and we've got a maple leaf on a log in a river. It doesn't sound that great, but
atypical Canadiana.
Yeah, no, they're beautiful photos, and we just want to thank Kyle for his support and for sponsoring the episode. And as always, if you like what we do here at Bob Chat, send us in questions, reviews, comments. We'd love to hear from you.
Like, follow, share.
Let us know what you think. We are on Facebook at Bob Chat Podcast, Instagram at Bob Chat Podcast. We're on YouTube. We have the Bob Chat Podcast Network going now. We've got a lot of great shows coming your way. Actually, our first full-length show called Kyle on Cooking is going to be coming in the coming week, so look for that. We're doing a lot of exciting stuff. Look for home jerks, homemade, handcrafted, small-batch beef jerky. I mean, pretty much, I'm a fucking businessman, all right, Matt? I'm trying to get my entrepreneurship on. You know, treat yourself, dog. Yeah. So we're making it happen, Captain. And thanks again for stopping by and listening to Bob Chat. I always enjoy when you come over, Matt. I'm really glad that we made this happen today. Yep. Hopefully we can make it happen again soon enough.
And we should be. We're starting to get back to normal.
We're getting there, and I'm hoping that maybe we can get Nick back on. I know that he seemed to be excited about that last time we spoke, which was a little bit of a while ago, but you talk to him later today, see what he's saying.
I'll see him in a couple hours.
Yeah, see if he'd be interested in coming back on. I think that'd be great.
All right.
And do you want to say anything to the Bob Chat Nation before you head on out of here?
It's good to be back. I love and cherish all of you like you are like you are my own
son. Everyone's getting a cell phone and Pokemon Go.
Everybody's got a cell phone and Pokemon Go, but everybody's getting a Huawei. Ethan has an iPhone.
Oh shit. The Huawei apparently is the way to go now, I guess. So.
I mean, I remember Huawei when you used to be able to buy them at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, now they're like big time.
Now they're big time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, thanks again, Matt, coming over here. I love you, buddy. It's Bob Chat, baby.
Wow.
bye.